I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. We're in April of 2022, and we're getting close to the middle of the month. We got April 15th coming up, tax day, but also some other important days coming up. April 15th, that evening, I believe it's a Friday evening, we've got Passover. We start this time of Passover. It's also Good Friday as we lead into Easter. Passover is a reminder. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He was the Lamb of God sent to take away the sins of the world. And we have this reminder in Passover that we've been released from darkness. We've been transferred into the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. In Colossians, it says we should be giving thanks for that. And so this time of Passover, it's interesting. Passover, the Hebrew word for Passover is Pesach. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But that word means talking mouth. That word means talking mouth. And so this time of year is a reminder for us to turn up our gratitude with our mouth for that transfer, being released from darkness, transferred into light, and to talk about it. Let's tell the testimony of what God has done in our life. Now, it's interesting. You look back in the stories of Passover in the Old Testament. After it had happened, actually before it even happened, God told them, both before and after, that when you celebrate this Passover, your kids are going to ask you, why are we doing this? What's the purpose of this Passover? Why are we doing this? And it's going to give you this opportunity to tell the testimony, how God has brought you out of darkness, transferred you into the light. So it's this idea of this talking mouth. Let's turn up our gratitude and praise. Let's watch out for any venting and complaining, venting frustrations, complaining, and let's replace that with gratitude and praise. Now, these are things we're supposed to be doing all the time. We have this annual reminder of it here during this time of the year. And then Passover starts this seven-day period called the 7 days of unleavened bread. 7 days of removing all yeast and leaven out of the people's houses. It was a time of clean out. So think of like spring cleaning. And they feast on these matzah crackers. Matzah crackers, the big square crackers, unleavened bread. And those crackers have piercings. They have stripes. It's a reminder that Jesus was the bread that came down from heaven. He was pierced for us. By his stripes, we've been healed. It's called the bread of affliction in the Old Testament. Sometimes it's called the bread of poverty as well. It's a reminder, he became poor that we could become rich. By his stripes, we've been healed. He was pierced on his side so that God could be by our side. We have all these reminders of these things. Then we have Easter Sunday coming up. So we got Friday. That starts the 7 days of unleavened bread starting Saturday. We have Easter on Sunday, which is also the Feast of First Fruits. Easter and First Fruits are this reminder that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. We got this new life, resurrection power, fresh start, new beginnings. And that God took the spirit of Jesus and he planted it in our hearts as a seed. And then from the time of Easter, from the time of first fruits, they start counting in the Jewish culture. They count 50 days to the day of Pentecost. And that's a time where it says when Peter and John found out that when Jesus was alive, they ran to the tomb. This is a time to run. This is like a 7 week sprint to the day of Pentecost. So what projects do you have? What goals could you achieve in these 7 weeks? It's a time of acceleration. You're going to experience time's going to speed up and it's going to go really fast over those 7 weeks. And that's meant to remind you, God wants to speed up this victory. He always causes us to triumph. He leads us in triumphal procession. This word parade keeps coming to mind as I'm doing some schoolwork with my daughter, and the word parade keeps coming up. And I think keep thinking about how, I think it's in Colossians, it talks about how God leads us in triumphal procession, almost like a parade in Christ. He leads us out. So we have all these reminders for us coming up during this time of the year. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.